Los Angeles County imposes 6 p.m. curfew as rioters vandalize Santa Monica City Hall. By Rebecca Mansour on May 31, 2020. Los Angeles County declared a 6 p.m. curfew Sunday following a second day of violent protests over the killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer. The county and city of Los Angeles declared states of emergency Sunday after a second day of looting, vandalism, and arson, as rioters torched police cars, broke into stores, and clashed with officers in riot gear. Beverly Hills, which was hit with violence on Saturday, and Santa Monica, which experienced widespread looting and violence on Sunday, were under curfew orders at 4 p.m. The city of San Francisco declared an 8 p.m. curfew. Looters have also vandalized and broken into Santa Monica's City Hall, Fox 11 in Los Angeles reported. Police in Santa Monica were trying to disperse protesters and rioters after the curfew took effect. Looters had broken into several high-end stores down the street from the famous Santa Monica Pier on Sunday, walking off with armloads of goods in broad daylight, as Breitbart News reported. A woman holding a sign saying "End all violence" managed to stop a man using a hammer to break the glass on the doors of an REI store. An armed man joined her to protect the store, and the would-be looters moved on. An Amazon delivery truck was also set upon by rioters on Sunday. In Los Angeles, damage from Saturday's violence included windows shattered at nearly every shop along a stretch of Melrose Avenue, home to trendy boutiques and known widely for its association with the TV show Melrose Place. Many of the looted stores bore graffiti declaring "Fuck 12 and a Cop," anarchist abbreviations that stand for "Fuck the Police" and "All Cops Are Bastards" or "All Capitalists Are Bastards." In one area of Los Angeles, rioters destroyed a fleet of police vehicles, defacing them with anti-cop graffiti. The Associated Press contributed to this report.